This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back live to Liberty Tree Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I have a great show for you. Today, that'll be really great. We're gonna have a lot of good conversations today. And it seems like many of us are, well, honestly, stuck in our ways. And it seems like because we're stuck in our ways, we are caught with limited thoughts from other people. We actually catch the thought that we have limited thoughts because we see others. We get challenged by other people. We see their limiting thoughts. And other people's limiting thoughts and actions scream at us because we can see them from a mile away. Because we seem to be able to feel their problems. We seem to be able to see their issues. But however, when it comes to us, we tend to get blinded. When it comes to us, we tend to... Well, we tend to not see how we're stuck in our ways. How do we recognize it, though? Because it seems so obvious to us. When other people have limiting thoughts and actions, it seems to scream at us. It's like we see it a mile away. It's like, how do we deal with it? What do we do? And how do we recognize it, though, within ourselves? And how do we begin to make the changes necessary to live our true life? You know, we talk about how others are stuck, our family, friends, parents even. And it's obvious when others are stuck in their ways. It's obvious and irritating. And I find that irritation comes from us being stuck in our ways to a degree as well. There are obvious levels of being stuck in our ways, and some of us stuck more than others. And I'm asking you the question today, how do you feel like you are stuck? Right? How do we unstuck ourselves? How do we move past this? How do we move on in our life? And I find that in the very beginning, we find that one of the ways that we can be stuck is being stuck in the past. Being stuck in the past, what has happened to us in the past versus what we'd like to happen. What do we want to happen versus what has happened? That's a big question. Because when we're stuck in the past, we look at things from the perspective of, well, this hasn't happened for me before. I seem to be behind the eight ball a lot. A lot of bad things have happened to me, or a lot of issues have happened to me. I seem to not get lucky, or I seem to have these types of struggles or problems, or I'm going to be struggling for the rest of my life, or I never got married, or I never had children, or whatever that looks like, or I've been divorced multiple times. So we start getting stuck because we see what we are based on our past, and we begin to define our life based on our past, right? That's stuck in our ways. What about being stuck with what other people told us? What about being stuck by what other people have taught us? What about that? What about that? Because I think that we can be stuck in our ways by multiple different things, right? We can be stuck in our ways on multiple levels. Stuck in our ways based on things from the past. Stuck in our ways based on situations and circumstances. And it's interesting because I find that so interesting. I find it interesting how we can be stuck by how we're taught or what we're taught. I find it interesting how we can be stuck in our ways and stuck in our limiting thoughts because we're stuck in a low self-esteem, a low self-worth. We're stuck in the process of not believing in ourselves. We're stuck in the process of feeling down. We're stuck in the process of being, well, gosh, I just don't know if it's ever going to happen for me. We get stuck into believing things that, well, you know what, we don't need to be believing, but we're stuck there because of that low self-esteem, because of that low self-worth. We're stuck in our ways, and we start doing the same thing over and over and over again. We get stuck in our ways doing the same thing over And that becomes a problem. What about surrounded by others who tell us how to think? What about being told what we should... What about that? Probably resetting it. What about that? What about groupthink? What about when people tell us what we want to do, or when people tell us who we are, or people tell us what we should think, and we begin to have that limited thought process? What about that? What about being limited by our limited experiences? That's also an option. You know, I find it interesting how when I talk about programming, personal programming, mental programming, we find that a lot of times we believe things about ourselves that just aren't true, but we believe things about ourselves because that's the way that it's always been, because that's what's been told to us, because that's who we are. I find it interesting. I find it very, very interesting. Maybe reset it. I find it very interesting that we might even have limited by our limited experiences. By our limited experiences. So how do we deal with this? How do we unstick ourselves? How do we do that? How do we unstick ourselves? How do we go by doing that? How do we go by processing that? Right? How do we do that? That's always an interesting situation. How do we do that? And I find that the only way to really do that is to be able to analyze the situation as a whole. To be able to analyze how this all began. How do we analyze this from the beginning? How do we begin to see things clearly? How do we begin to understand where we are stuck in our ways? You know, how do we begin to understand where we are stuck in our ways? How do we begin to understand that? How do we begin to understand how we're stuck? How do we recognize it? And I found a way that we can do this. I found a way that we can do this in a way that's very interesting, because I find that, first off, we have to look at where do we feel limited? Where do we feel limited in our life? Where do you feel limited in your life? Where do you feel stuck? Because, you know, when we're stuck in our ways, you know, we have, it's not because we want to be stuck. I don't think that anybody's ever stuck in their ways because they want to be stuck. I don't think anybody's stuck in their ways because they go, you know what, this is a great idea. I'm going to stick myself into these. I'm going to, like, confine myself. I'm going to pigeonhole myself. I'm going to make my life difficult. No, nobody's over there saying that. You're not saying that. I'm not saying that. But it's interesting. I realized the other day I was walking Buddy. Many of you know Buddy the Bull Terrier that I've talked about before, my little boy. He's a sweetheart. And I was walking him the other day, and I was just thinking about some thoughts that I had. And it was first, actually, the pondering began when I started thinking about a limited thought that I ran across with a good friend of mine. And she was talking about something, and it was something small, but it was very limited. And I remember I kind of went, huh. And then I said, that's interesting. I was like, that was a limited thought process based on her upbringing, based on what she's accustomed to, based on her, you know, her life. And then I realized, okay, Ashley, wake up. This is not about her, this is about me. And I realized that me catching a limited thought process by her is me recognizing the fact that I possess that as well. And I was like, wow. And that's kind of how my epiphanies happen, is that you see something in somebody else, and we could sit there and judge it all we want, but we actually step back from the judgment and we say, you know what, I'm actually not going to judge that, because it's not about my judgment. It's actually about me actually recognizing the fact that I, too, do the same thing with different things. I, too, do the same thing about different things, right? So, like, when I catch somebody else's limited behavior, right? Isn't it interesting, too, how when we, and this is a tendency that I think many of us can connect with, is that when we have gone through trials and tribulations in our life, I've chosen poorly in the past. I think we all have, right? We've all learned the hard way. We've all done it. It's painful. But then we see other people walking through the same way, right? We see other people walking the same path. And it can be a struggle to watch. But when I found, and it can be painful to watch too, because we realize what we went through. We can watch what they're going through. And we know that they're not going to probably, unless they're working with someone or hire someone to work with, they're not going to listen to friends tell them. Everybody's got to learn the hard way. Unless you're willing to take that next level. But when we're stuck in our ways, when we see other people who are stuck in their ways, it's a very interesting dynamic. Because it allows us to actually shine some light on ourselves. And I realize that I still have things that I have to accomplish. I still have thoughts and programming that I have to let go of. I still have set in my way ways that I have to become aware of, that I have to get right with, that I have to move forward with, that I have to see myself clearly. And each and every time that someone shows me that they're set in their ways, I realize again that there's something else that I have to work on. And I don't know if we ever end the work that we do. And I don't think we're supposed to. I think this is an ongoing process. It's like going to school. It's like this lifetime that we're in is a school. It's like going to school every day. There's no way out. Can't show up late. Got to go. Ugh. Can't take the day off. Oh, my God, I'm just so tired of this. I'm so tired of it. No, it's like it's an everyday thing. It's something that we have to deal with every day. It's something that we have to go through every day of our life. And the quicker we are to accepting that and the quicker we are to understanding that, the better it is. And to me, it's just like, you know, when you know what you're getting into and you accept the ramifications of it, it all works out. Okay, it wasn't in the brochure. Sorry. I need to create some life brochures, by the way. That would be a really long brochure. I don't know if everything would be in color. Maybe some would be black and white. I don't know. Maybe some in holographic. You know, it's like, you know, stuck in our ways. And we're going to be talking about this throughout today's show. And Dan is going to be joining us. Dan Nelson, our resident historian, will be joining us later on today as well. But we're going to be talking about this because how do we recognize it? You know, how do we recognize it? We're going to talk about how we recognize it when we feel limited. When I feel like I'm isolated, when I feel like I'm overwhelmed, when I feel like I'm backed into a corner, when I feel helpless, when I feel hopeless, when I feel like there's no solution, when I feel fear, when I feel sadness or limitation, I know that there's something in my way. But what is it? But what is it? There's something in my way. And I've realized that the something in my way usually is me. Okay? And I mean, just it is. Now, there's some people in our life that quite honestly, they just seem to always get in our way. And those are people that you got to really think about how much you want to spend time with these folks. You got to think about, is this benefiting? Are you learning something from it? Is this a learning tool? Is this something? Because a lot of times when something like that's happening, it's something for us to learn. Now, do we have to keep doing it? It's up to you. But that's what we actually have to think about. We have to actually ask those questions. So when I return, we're going to be talking more about how to recognize it, how to understand it, and how to get clear with it, and how to unstuck ourselves. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our truth.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Live Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about the idea of being stuck in your ways. And isn't it interesting how we catch other people's limited thought processes? It's challenging, right? It's even hard to hear. It even hurts your brain when you hear some people talk about some stuff, right? You go, oh my God, they're stuck in their ways. Oh my gosh. I mean, it can scream at you. It can be so irritating, right? But a lot of times when that's happening, I've realized in my own personal life that when I see that, yes, it's an awareness that I'm aware of, but it's also me becoming more aware of my ways of being stuck in my own way, right? And in the, right before the break, we talked about being stuck from the past, right? A lot of times we can get stuck in that past thought process. We can get stuck in what we're told or what we're taught about ourselves. Because remember, our parents and the people that we live around, they only know as much as they were taught. It's not like they're trying to limit us or be horrible or what have you. But at the same end, some people might be. But for the majority, I think that many of us are just limited. You know, if we're limited, we only know what we've been told. We've only known what we've been taught. I think a lot of times we've been stuck in a low self-esteem, low self-worth component where we find that we're doing things in our life that really is not helping us. We're in relationships that we don't need to be in. We're acting out in activities, or we're using substances or whatever that don't help us. We're around people that aren't raising us up, but quite the opposite. And so we find ourselves in this limited behavior based on our beliefs on how we're not good enough or we're not valuable enough. We might be surrounded by other people. We might be in a community that seems to be pulling you down. You might be surrounded by people who also have those same limiting beliefs, right? And so when they have those limiting beliefs, they believe in them too. And so when they're trying to do something to better themselves, they're not going to probably do it because they don't feel like it's ever going to work for them. And if you try to do something like that, they might sit there and naysay you or put you down or don't even try. Because I tried to do that before. It didn't work for me. Also, what about the limited experiences that we have? And that's why I find so interesting is that, just the idea of traveling. And I haven't been able to travel much, and I know that many of you haven't at all. And I know that probably everybody on this feed that's listening to the show on Facebook or listening to the show on one of the radio stations around the United States that's playing it here on Liberty Life Perspectives, I know that many of us have not traveled. But have you been around when you have traveled and you've seen how other people live, you've seen how other societies live, you start putting perspective in your life, right? And that's something very small and very simple to do as much as we possibly can to financially afford. But at the same time, it can really raise our vibrational level to see other things and to see experiences and how other people do it outside of ourselves. And so let's get into this real quick before we get into the break is how do we recognize it? First off, it's about when you're feeling down or limited, like you feel like your life is limited or you feel like your life is isolated or you feel like you're overwhelmed. I know in my life, okay, when I feel like there's no solution, when I feel like there's a fear, when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel extreme limitation, okay, and I think limitation is a really good word here. When I feel extreme limitation, there's something that I'm not connecting with. There's something that I'm believing in that's not true. And it can be hard because if we have been raised in a life of limitation and we've been raised in an environment where people keep telling us that we are limited in what we can do, we believe that, right? And so sometimes when we have that limitation, we just believe, well, it's just par for the course. This is the way my life's always been. But I feel like when we begin to see our life truly, we begin to actually see it as though, okay, this limitation has been something that has been in my life. It's been something that I've accepted, not believed in, accepted. Now, do I have to continue to accept this limitation? And it can be challenging because you can see other people doing really well. You can see other people changing their life, and it seems like you keep getting the limitation. Why is that? And that's something that we will talk about here later on in the hour, which I think is very valuable to discuss, right? We're going to talk about that. Dan is going to be joining us. Our resident historian is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. And then I'm going to give you some tips and some real ways of overcoming this, some real ways of really looking at things, some real ways to really understand where did it begin and how do we eliminate it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Major League Baseball Players Association is now encouraging the league to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta now that a new law restricts voting access in Georgia. President Biden said the new law is an atrocity. He was asked if his administration would challenge Georgia's new restrictive law in court.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point.
8 years ago, the Supreme Court practically killed the federal law that said states with a racial voting discrimination history must get permission to enact new voting laws. The Biden administration would now have to find another way to challenge the new restrictions in Georgia. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, said it's obvious that neither the president nor his handlers have even read the bill. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Turn it up and jump in the
Welcome
deep
back
end
live
on
to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about being stuck in our ways and how to identify that, how to understand it, because we usually see it from other people, right? We usually see how other people are stuck in their ways, and that's usually the way that we can see, well, you know, we see other people's stuff, but see, judgment is judgment, right? But I found that if we can let go of judgment and we can see what the real truth behind this is, we begin to understand why we're here. We begin to understand what we're doing. We begin to understand the concept of where we're going. And that's what's so important, is that when we see other people do things or we hear other people say things that irritate us, it directly relates to understanding a little bit about us. So how do we begin to recognize this? Okay, so I talked about the limiting, the isolating, the overwhelming. Anytime that we feel lesser than, it's something that we need to examine. So I want you to begin to think about, if we take a look at the limiting thoughts or the beliefs that we have, right? We just take a look at it. I ask you, because these are very important things, where did it begin? You know, it's almost like, okay, if you were dealing with a situation and there was something, let's say that there was a rumor or a conversation, and you're trying to figure out how to get down to the nitty-gritty of how it began, where it started, who started it, and how do you end it. This is the same thing when it comes to a belief, right? So it's like the belief, where did it begin? Where did this thought process go? When did it start? When was the seed planted, right? When was the seed planted? Who planted the seed? Who planted it? Was it society? Was it school? Was it parenting? And then the next question is, how does it benefit you? How does it benefit you? Because that's the question. Because anything that we're holding on to, belief system-wise, has to benefit you. It has to. If it doesn't benefit you, then what are we doing? If it doesn't benefit you, then why? Because if something doesn't benefit you, we've got to start letting it go. Okay? Now, something can benefit you in a painful way, like for example, identifying certain things in our life. We might not be happy about some of the things we identified, doggone it, but you know what? We identified it and we're moving forward. We might not always agree with everything, but you know what? Guess what's cool about it is we can change things. We have the power to change. So how do we get unstuck? How do we get unstuck? Well, first off, it's about changing some of those past situations. Realize we can't change the past, but we can change the way that we look at the future. We can change the way that we see our reality. We can change who we surround ourselves with. We can change those thought patterns. When we catch our limiting thought patterns, where is this coming from? Where was this derived from? Why did I begin to conceptualize this? Why am I going down the primrose path of this situation? Why aren't I seeing myself in a powerful position? Why? So why is that? Where is this coming from? Because we have to literally dissect our thoughts. You know, haven't you ever been in a conversation with somebody and the other person's talking about something and you're definitely not seeing eye to eye, right? And you start asking questions like, where did you come up with this? I mean, if you're being positively interested and having a sparring, you know, comfortable, non-nasty debate, How did you derive this? Okay, so that's from, okay, and where did that come from? Okay, so where did you get that idea from? Okay, and see what I'm saying? You basically peel the onion back to try to figure out where even if you think it's a bonehead idea, where this came from. Well, we don't do that in our own mind. We do that with other people. We'll sit there and cross-examine somebody to the ninth degree, right, to try to figure out what's going on in their mind and why would they ever think something this crazy are so limiting. But what about in our own life? When was the last time that you did that in your own mind? That's the question. When do we do it in our own mind? That's what's so powerful. Because when we begin to say, okay, I am feeling really limited right now. I am thinking very limited. Oh my gosh. What do I do now? Where did it come from? Where did it start? Why do I feel that way? Okay. Well, I feel this way because this happened to me last year when I was trying to do something in my life to become more successful and it set me back. Okay, so what does that mean? You know, a lot of times the brain tries to extrapolate. It takes one thought, one situation, and it mixes it with something else, right? And so it can be very black and white. Well, this happened, so that's going to happen. Or this happened, so I'm never going to have this happen. You know, one bad thing happens, we correlate that to something else that happened that we consider BAD, and then we connect the dots with that. But does it really have to be that way? And you know, life is not ever black and white. It's really that stuff in the middle they call gray. Make up whatever color you want. I don't care if you don't like gray, pick something else. But to think about it, it's like, that's what it's really about. So why am I believing in my limitation? Okay, so I'm believing in my limitation because I was raised in a dynamic that was told to me that life is challenging, life is tough, life is horrible. I'm going to have to, you know, scrape and scratch to get anything that I can. And I'm going to believe that other people are going to try to take advantage of me. Now, will people try to take advantage of you? Sure. Will there be situations where you feel like you're behind the eight ball? Yes. But is everything that way? You know, it's almost like the other way around. People, oh, it's going to be easy. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And then it doesn't happen that way. It's like, okay, well, you know, I haven't ever seen life to be completely easy either. But I found that the more friction we have in our life, right, the more friction, there's something going on. I found that the more friction I have in my life, there's something that I'm doing to create friction. It's not just other people giving it to me. It's that there's something in my life that I'm also co-creating that's creating this friction as well. So it's like, what do we have? What are these thoughts about ourselves? Are you thinking about limiting thoughts? Are you feeling as though things aren't working out for you? And how often when something comes your way, do you automatically see kind of the negative thought process quicker than you see the other side of the coin? How often when someone's talking to you, do you feel like they're ridiculing you or putting you down or making fun of you? How often do you colorize and narrate what's happening versus actually taking it for face value? I realize that one of the things that I've done in the last, 15 years to really unstuck myself is to eliminate that negative broken record in my head that keeps me stuck, right, in the narration of my life. You know, I'm Ashley, and this has happened to me, and that happened to me, and this happened to me, and this horrible thing happened to me. It's like, you know, haven't you ever had someone walk in and literally give you the play-by-play of every negative thing that happened in their life, and you're like, wow, gosh, that's painful. But that's what they live by. That's their story. It's like I realize that we have to eliminate the story. I realize that the story doesn't define us. I realize that we're not limited by the story. I also realize that we are not held down by our negative broken record. That broken record is all the negative things about us, all the problems, and that's something that I work with clients to do is to literally, it's hard to find. It's very sneaky. It's almost like, you know, when you go into a restaurant and the music is down just enough that you have to be really paying attention to catch that there is music, and then you have to really pay attention to the fact of what the music is, like what song it is. Now, everybody's always amazed because I can always hear it, know exactly what song and sing the lyrics, right? That's what I find in people's heads, right, is that negative broken record about themselves and how bad they are and all the problems with them, but it's really low. Because it's been running forever, that it's just right there. Hard to find. It's hard to spot because if you don't know what you're looking for, you just won't find it. But once you eliminate that, all of a sudden things change because you're no longer being limited and controlled by your thought processes. You're actually being in the moment. And that's how we get to the moment. That's how we actually make that happen. That's how we move into the moment by moment, play by play. That's how we actually do what we have to do. That's what's so powerful. So right now, I want to change gears for a second. I want to talk about cool historical stuff. You know, it's all about perspective. And again, you know, a lot of times we can change our limiting thought process by learning about things and by educating ourselves on stuff that did happen in the past. You know, it's always interesting to have a history lesson. And, you know, I found one of the coolest historians ever, Dan Nelson. Dan Nelson is a genealogist that does this, and he actually helps you find your past and your family and the family tree and all the interesting stuff, and who knows who you might be related to. Dan, great to have you back on the show on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Doing good. Really glad to be back. It was a long winter without the radio show to do on Saturdays.
Well, I'm just glad to have you back. And it's interesting. I always get inspired by your stories. What do you have to share for us today?
Well, this story is actually 366 years old, and a lot of these stories I share, they might be that old, but, you know, they wrap up within a 5, 10, 20-year span. This story I came across in 2006, and it was still alive. So you have something that's bridged over 350 years what occurred. And I updated this story 2006, 2012, and the final update was 2016. So that's sort of the span of this. So what happened was, way back in 1655, a guy named William Payne, who was one of the original settlers of Massachusetts, he wrote in his will that he was going to leave 35 acres of seafront property in Ipswich, Massachusetts, for the benefit of the public school children, and saying that the land should never be sold or wasted. Now, you got to keep in mind, in 1655, when you looked at the ocean, you didn't say, wow, what great scenery, I can come hang out here on the weekend, you know, build cottages and all that. Basically, it was cold, you couldn't farm it, who needed it unless it was going to be a place to bring your goods ashore. So over time, obviously, we've acquired a different view of the seashore. So what this led to was 167 cottages were built that tenants lived in, and then that rent went to the school district to help these kids. So, you know, it was a great idea, great program, and it generated $2.4 million over the last 25 years. That would have been the end of the 1900s into 2006. In 2006, the tenants filed a lawsuit, said, hey, they're increasing the rent too much. You know, this is going to hurt us. We need some relief here. So they sort of all worked out a deal and went to court, and they said, that why don't you sell this to us for $32 million? The school district will get $32 million, and we won't have to about rent increases anymore. Well, then people in the public interest said, well, the first of all, that land's worth $41 million. Secondly, it was very clear in his will that he said it could not be sold. Well, the Attorney General of Massachusetts, she sort of overrode that, said that doesn't make sense, and we need to, you know, disband the trust. And, of course, there were people concerned. You just basically say, well, what this guy said, we're not going to do, some 350 days or 350 years later. So they, you know, had these lawsuits going back and forth and basically saying, well, maybe it wasn't professionally managed and stuff. And just go back to the will, what it said was the reason he did this was there was a 1647 colonial law that required communities with more than 100 families to set up a grammar school to prepare students for admission to the College of Cambridge, which is Harvard College. It was just referred to that then, and to prepare young men for the ministry. So that was what he was sort of getting this set up for. It was like preparatory school almost. And so what his actual words were, I give unto the Free School of Ipswich the little neck of land, alt Ipswich, commonly known by the name of Jeffrey's Neck, the which for which is to be and remain to the benefit of the said school of Ipswich forever, as I have formerly intended, and therefore the land not to be sold or wasted. Well, when they went and took a look at it, there was accusations of mismanagement and stuff, and that really a lot of money hadn't gone to the schools. And here's the hitch. It turns out the trustees who were supposed to be taking care of things, they were renting the cottages at below market rents. They had no reason to raise rent. So when that sort of came out, it became a bigger driver to sell it. Of course, the school district would get the sale proceeds. They'd get the $32 million, and hopefully they could, you know, invest that and stream it out. So at the end of the day, there was also $1 million erosion issue that, you know, that by selling it, they didn't have to deal with. But at the end of the day, it was 2016. I finally got back the answer on where it was at, and it was sold to the residents. So, you know, the question you sort of have here when you look at a will, I mean, all of us should have wills, and when you lay stuff out, do you say, okay, do what I said in my will or judge my intent and decide later if my intent would have caused a different action to be taken? And that's sort of, you know, the dilemma that's created, but it was settled based on saying, oh, no, we need to judge the intent of the will, not what the will says.
That's wild. What year? What year was this?
I was 1655.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and it sort of brings up a comparable story. You know, I'm sitting in my mom's house, and there's a school that I went to. The grammar school's behind us here, and that school, when the land was given, the family that gave it said, as long as it's used as a school. If it's not used as a school, it reverts to the family. So probably in the town I grew up in, there was a dozen schools when I was a kid. It's down to three. This one is not at all geographically centered, but they bus the kids in because the school district can't get any money by selling the school. It will go back to the family. So there's another example, not 350 years old, but probably 50 years old, if not maybe, yeah, at least 50 years old, probably 60 years, that somebody's intent in their will still having an effect on how the land's used today.
That's awesome. Dan, it's been great to have you on the show. I can't wait to hear what you have to tell us next week as well. And when we return, we'll be talking more about these limited thought processes, how to make these changes in our life, how to recognize it, how to become more mindful, and things you can do right now to be more powerful in your life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shapes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We just heard from Dan Nelson, our resident historian, and, you know, I always find history very fascinating. It's very interesting, and the stuff that he talks about, the history lessons that he talks about, you can't really find. I mean, he does a lot of research to make this a reality. So going back to the concept of us talking about being stuck in our ways and how to recognize it, and right before we were talking about our historical perspective, it was like I was saying, you know, let's take a look at those limiting thoughts or beliefs. Where did they begin? When was the seed planted? Right? Who planted it? I mean, it could be about anything. It could be about your ability. It could be about your success. It could be about what can happen in your life. It could be about if you're going to be happy, if you're going to get married. It could be about racism. It could be about anything. I mean, you know, we're taught we have seeds that are planted in our mind, right? Okay. And, you know, the things that we will or will not do, the things that we can and cannot do, the things that we believe about people. And I think that, you know, a lot of this stuff was planted, right? Now, does it benefit us? Did the planting of the seed, does this benefit us, or is this something that we need to let go of? Is this something that we need to, you know, dig out? Is this a weed that we need to let go of that has served its purpose at one point in time that no longer serves our purpose because we're beginning to understand who we are? Every time we eliminate a limiting belief and a limited thought, we become more and more who we become. We become more and more us. We become more and more authentic. We become more and more real. So I'm asking you, how often do you catch others with their limiting thoughts? Okay, that's the question. I'm sure some of you say every day and twice on Sunday. You catch it all the time. How often do we identify and catch the fact, okay, this is waking us up to the fact that there's something within me that I need to be aware of? How often do the limiting thoughts of others irritate you? Because I've realized that sometimes when things irritate me, it's a direct response that there's something similar. Or there's something that I have to deal with. It could be very different it can be very different, like a mirroring situation where it looks completely opposite. It's almost like a funhouse mirror, but there's something there. How often do you identify any thoughts that are holding you back or not at your highest level? How often are you being super mindful where you can catch when you start identifying yourself and your life with thoughts that are holding you back? How often do you catch those limiting thoughts? How often do you catch them in action? Because I found that if you can catch them in action, because what happens is sometimes we don't catch the thought. Sometimes we just catch the action. Like, instead of doing something that we should be doing, we don't do it because we go on and concede the fact that it's not going to work anyway. It's like not applying for the job that we think we could apply for, but somebody else is going to get it because, you know what, last time I did, I applied, I didn't get it, so why am I even going to bother this time? What are some of the areas of your life that you don't feel good about or you feel held back? Identify those. What are some of the areas that you feel maybe not good enough or feel held back? And what thoughts do you house around this particular position in your life? Is it romance? Is it love? Is it family? Is it career? Is it spirituality? Is it physicality? Is it your physical life? Is it health? Think about that. And what do we house around that? What are our thoughts and feelings around the situation that's not working for us in our mind? And the last thing is, I want you to start being super mindful, because in order to catch these limiting thoughts, we have to catch, you know, the connection between us catching other people's limiting thoughts. We have to be able to catch our actions that are actually, the actions that we're doing based on the limiting thoughts that might be a little undercover. And we have to be literally focused enough and aware enough to catch those thoughts and what the impact of those thoughts are so we can begin to change them. This is the way that we can make changes in our life. This is the way that we can become more and more ourselves, away from the stuff that no longer serves us, away from the things that no longer benefits us, and the things that actually makes us a whole well-rounded person who is actually able to live their true life. If you haven't already, please check out the YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel here. It's just under my name, Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. Nothing fun and crazy, cute little comment. We could have come up with a cool little phrase, but we just used my name. So go to Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, on YouTube. You can check out the two websites at ashleyburgess.com or the 10-day challenge, the and the number 10daychallenge.com. And so check those out. We put out new video content every week on YouTube. If you'd like to work with me, you can definitely reach out on AshleyBridges.com. You can click on coaching sessions and you can set up a time to meet with me ASAP. You can also send me an email. Go to AshleyBridges.com, click on that contact page, send me an email, and I'll get back to you ASAP. I hope that you've connected with the show, working on that mindfulness, letting go of those limited thought processes, because guess what? You're amazing, you're awesome, and this is just the next step toward it. You got this, by the way. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. Well, you know I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.